Hey, everybody, it's me. I'm just driving home from work, and I just wanted to shout out a little bit of encouragement to everybody because I know these days are long, it's cold, we're tired, and the Lord is here. He's here with us. He wants to save us and help us through these hard times. The verse on Sunday was, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path." I know this to be true. Because when I trust in the Lord fully with my heart and soul, He never, ever fails me. Me and the person I love are going through some hard times right now, and we have been fully relying on Christ in our relationship and putting Him first. Reading our devotionals every night, praying when we have fights, trying to exemplify the type of love that God gave us and putting it back onto each other. But the reality of this is we are flawed humans. None of us are perfect. The only perfect one is Christ. And the only way that we are going to be able to learn to love the way that Christ loved is by reading the Bible, reading our rule book, our instruction manual that Christ gave us in order to love others. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not keep any records of wrongs. It is not easily angered. Love perseveres. Love hopes. Love trusts. And most importantly, love never fails. If you find it that you cannot do some of these things, that is because you are human. We are all human. We cannot be perfect because the only one that is perfect is Christ. The only thing we can do is look in the Bible for the instructions that God has given us to properly love others and try to emulate that love that Christ gave us on the cross by dying for our sins. He wanted to show us that we could be free. We could be free from all of the bondage. Satan is running rampant in our schools, rampant in our homes, rampant in our jobs. He wants us to sell our souls to Him. He wants us to be angry. He wants us to fight. He wants us to live in sin. But God's light is stronger than darkness. God's light will take you out of that hell that you're in. He will take you out if you allow Him into your heart. I remember a time in my life when I just thought there was no way. There was no way I was going to get out on the other side. Satan had me. He had me in a hold. And the only thing that got me up off my feet and to work for His glory was Christ alone, was knowing the kind of love that He gave me even when I sinned, even when I disobeyed Him, even when I respected Him. And when I came to Him with open arms, He was right there waiting for me. He was right there with open arms saying, "Come to me. I am here. I'm here to love you." And knowing that kind of love is how I can show that love to somebody else. Because we all fall short of the glory of God. We are all sinners. We are all flawed. But Christ came here to save us from that sin. He came to give us a fresh start, to give us a fresh chance to be transformed in the renewing of our minds and spirits. In Jesus' name, give your heart to Him today.